This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
That's right. I want to bring in a world government and cut off more than 80% of the energy in the next 30 years. It'll kill billions. That's a conservative number that top scientists come out. Demographers look at it. You want to try to break up families and poison people and dumb everybody down and replace everybody with robots, and you think you're going to merge the machines and play God, and you're going to cancel our elections and install yourselves and run around doing everything but riding on broomsticks. We're going to come after you. And just people all over the world, whether it's Donald Trump or David Knight, or whether it's Sally Soccer Mom out there, or whether it's the Russians. I mean, you try to bring in a worldwide tyranny, you coat over it with a bunch of fancy garbage, doesn't matter. You write white papers about your plan. So we've read those, and we know how horrible it is. And so, of course, people are hacking you. Whether it's people inside the U.S. government or the Russians, whether it's Snowden or the Russians or whoever, we're hacking you on the street legally and lawfully. What do you make of this delegate that we've caught, Project Veritas, and we caught her on the street again, just saying, oh, yeah, we bait and switch, we hide it from the public, she plans to ban the guns. Sensational.
Yeah, Alex, that's exactly what the documents are saying. And that's the key thing. You know, we can show reports. We know what's going on. We get testimony from people. A lot of it is dismissed as sour grapes until we get the kind of report that O'Keefe had, until we get the documents that have just been released by the DNC. That's what I was saying about Snowden. When we got the Snowden leaks, that made it all real for people. And I think that it's becoming real for everybody except the faithful followers here in this area here. No matter what she does, they are going to cheer her on because they're not concerned about anything. But the rest of the country is starting to understand. They're starting to understand and see the reality of what this is, just like they did with the Snowden leaks. And I think it's interesting, when we look at the Snowden leaks, what was he telling us? He was telling us that our country, our government, was spying on Americans. And yet our government is not concerned about real secrets that are being leaked by this person who was not even qualified to have security access, security clearance. It was Bill Clinton's CIA director who was facing jail time before Clinton pardoned him for doing exactly the same thing, but on a much, much, much smaller scale than Hillary Clinton did, having classified documents on his unsecured laptop. And he lost his security clearance. He didn't go to jail only because he was pardoned by Bill Clinton. But these people around here just said everything that happens is simply a distraction to them from their worship of Hillary Clinton.
There's a lot of other things happening. What else are you focusing on? What else do we need to know about?
Well, Alex, you know, I think when we look at what's going on, maybe we ought to start looking around here, see if we can identify some of the bankers and bigwigs that we saw, you know, as we used to do that at Bilderberg.
That's right, the handlers. Let's show who's actually up on top, who's actually pulling the strings.
Yeah. And tonight what we're going to have is I looked at the speaker lineup. Most of the people who are going to be speaking are people who are dreamers, or you've got somebody who was an anchor baby, concerned that her parents are going to be deported. That's the lineup that they've got coming up. Then you've got Bernie Sanders, who's going to talk. And that's going to be a key right there as to whether or not people are going to walk out of this convention in protest. I think they basically have already pretty much consolidated things just to the Hillary Clinton people. But that'll be one thing for us to watch tonight. But then they're going to close it with Michelle Obama giving a happy unity type of speech. That's going to be the anchor speaker for tonight.
All right, David, one thing I want you to do is do a report. Go around and talk to delegates and say, so are you going to go with the votes that were for Bernie, or are the superdelegates like in California just ignoring the election? And just get them to admit that, because it's important to show the disconnect with these people and ask them if they're aware of this delegate, the new Gruber, who is saying, you know, oh, I talked to Hillary, we're going to ban the guns, but we've got to bait and switch these people. I mean, I really think that's important. And I also want to get your take on, get their take on the emails as well. But I want to come back with you and I've got a few other questions for you and just get your view on what you've seen outside and what you expect those demonstrations to be like. And we're going to take a few phone calls and cover some other news. So thank you, David Knight. Stay right there. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com is the backup site.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists want to get rich is not by innovation, not by actually developing systems and technologies and then building humanity up. No, no, no. They want to take control, have a post-industrial world, make everyone as poor as possible. And Donald Trump is fighting that. UKIP is fighting that. The Russians are fighting that. All we're bringing back is a prosperity-based system and a population growth system. Now, you can try to make population flat. You can argue there's some overpopulation in some areas. But all the numbers, all the actuaries, the science is in unequivocally. We are seeing massive implosions in population with an average of 1.3 birth rate replacement in the first world, which is the engine of all the other civilizations. While the globalists block development in the third world, to collapse civilization, they should at least have 2.1 children to have replacement rate so things don't collapse. And the third world is already set to start planing off at about 9 billion around 2025. That's the UN's own numbers. Then it starts plunging rapidly after that. The globalists are adding, again, fire to that whole thing. They're adding fuel to the whole situation. I'm going to go back to David on here in a moment, but the reason I was thinking about that was you can put up on screen for TV viewers Business Insider article from a few years ago, but you can go out there and just for your own research and see thousands of studies how adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. 15-point increase the feds registered after a decade of them putting it in the water in 1930s. Then they pulled the mandate in the 1970s. And that's even cruddy iodine. Now, this isn't a pitch for InfoWars X2 that is the purest, cleanest, best iodine out there, period. The stuff they sell in stores, I wouldn't take it. It'd leave a hole in your stomach. And I'm not going to even get into this because it's not hurting us, but you know when there's a talking point when you see 20 articles in a week saying Jones is insane, iodine's kooky, no one uses it, there's no proof it does anything for your body. What? You die without it. But I'm not even going to give attention to these articles because I went and read. They have no comments on big public. I mean, people just, what? It's like saying you don't need any vitamin C. You die without it in a couple months. I mean, this is the mainstream media now that won't say Ali or Muhammad when the bombers attack. That's coming up after your calls. This is so comical if it wasn't so serious. Ladies and gentlemen, the governments of the world under Codex Alimentarius, the UN, every year are lowering the standard of what they claim you need of iodine, what you need of the good halogen, what you need of vitamin C, what you need of vitamin A, D, 12. And they got articles out saying, I'm crazy. There's no proof vitamin B12 is good for your brain. You die without it. Almost everyone above 75, look it up. It's even in the New York Times, for heaven's sakes. It's so schizophrenic out. Oh, this is horrible. Admit that you can't absorb it in your gut. And then old people's brains disintegrate. It's crazy, folks. You've got to inject it or take it out of the tongue. That's what doctors tell you. I decided to come out with this a few years ago because I went to a medical doctor when I was 40, and they were selling it, but by prescription. And I found out we could go make the same stuff under the tongue. I still inject vitamin B12. I hate needles. I don't stick it in my belly fat because I like sticking a needle in me every few days. And I take Secret 12, and I'll tell you, it doesn't absorb as much as an injection. But light years better than pill. But it's the exact same stuff. I mean, you look at this wall of ignorance, folks. I have articles here. I'm going to go to David Ivick. I want to take on separate issues than your calls. Where they are in the news. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And they are saying that they're not going to say the word terrorism anymore. Now the BBC's not doing it. And they changed the guy's name. In the latest attack, they have them every day, machete attacks, action attacks, shooting attacks. A guy blew himself up, and his name was Ali, first name, so they changed it to David. BBC scrubs Ali from Munich Killer's name on TV and articles and on social media. And then in a new one where the guy, that's the shooter, blew themselves up, they said an Afghan refugee was blown up by a bomb planted by Germans. And then when it comes out it's a Muslim foreigner, they always say they're a German or a Frenchman. They're changing nationalities. They're changing religions. They're changing names. And then there's this latest one. Look at this. BBC reports German suicide bombing as if suicide bomber was the victim. Leftist media outlet continues to make apologies for Islamicists. That's like saying Jeffrey Dahmer was the victim of someone making him eat human meat. Or that's like saying Ted Bundy was the victim of being tortured to death in a basement. I mean, it's just, I've got to tell you something. I know Orwell was writing about Stalinistic systems that were already in place in Russia. But I would still read that book and think this would never happen. Now, they're beyond this in many cases, David. What do you make of them saying you do not need vitamin C? You do not need vitamin B12. You do not need iodine. I mean, that's like saying you do. I could sell cans of air. They'd come out and say you don't need oxygen. I could have a deal, say, in Cancun where I ran a little place with a couple boats, dive teams, and I would sell oxygen tanks, you know, filling them. And I would imagine they put out a call to the FDA to shut me down, claiming divers need oxygen. I mean, that is the equivalent of this. How far will they go? Do they think they control reality, or is it really effective, David Knight?
Well, Alex, you talked a long time as to the elite saying they don't need us in the future. They're going to have robots. This is a transitional phase. They're already concerned about how they're going to try to control the masses. They call us the precariat. It's one of the key talking points of the latest elite confab at Bilderberg. So the question for them is, are they going to try to foment a divide and conquer civil war revolution that's going to be massively kill people, or will they do a soft kill? What you're just talking about is part of the soft kill. Of course, they're proceeding with both aspects of that, the soft kill aspect as well as creating the divide and conquer civil war, World War III, as they're trying to pick a fight again with the Russians, start up the Cold War. So they keep all of these options going at the same time.
That's right. And then they go, we caught Alex Jones. He says the government's trying to kill you and then sells water filters. Exactly. We're funding ourselves, blocking enemy attacks and defensively, and then offensively taking the money and waging absolute information warfare and having devastating success. Absolutely. Everything I tell listeners to do, David, everything I tell them to do, I do myself. Don't
that's
these
right.
idiots understand integrity? Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. I've used it myself. My friends have used it. We know if people try it, they know how it makes a difference in the way they feel.
Oh, yeah. They also say in these articles, notice Jones never makes claims. Why doesn't he show studies? Because the FDA says don't do that. So I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
You don't need iodine. You don't need DNA force. Even though that's patented, we can make claims. You don't need oxygen. You don't need anything, okay? Just buy the products to help fund the operation, okay? They're totally worthless, but if you want to fight tyranny, buy the products. There you go. You don't need vitamin C. You don't need vitamin A. You don't need vitamin B12. You don't need iodine, okay? But buy the products if you want to fund us. Of course, that's satire, but, I mean, fine. And they're so mad we won't make claims so they can't come after us. Because our listeners aren't idiots, scum. I guarantee the filth gives stuff to their kids, but they don't want our kids to have it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, on another note, you're talking about supplements, but, think about when you go to the restaurant, you get a Chinese fortune cookie. I'm looking at these balloons up here in the ceiling as we're waiting on break, and I was thinking, I wonder if there's 20,000 balloons up there. We all remember the end of these conventions, as we just saw with the Republican convention, where they release all the balloons. Think about it. Each of those balloons having an incriminating email from the DNC inside of it, like a fortune cookie. Okay, that's really the release that's already happened just prior to this convention. And we're going to see more of these things coming out, I believe, in the next few weeks. Or next few days, I should say.
I feel the spirit of liberty rising. Do you feel like momentum is totally turned against the globalists?
Yeah, but, I really don't know if there's going to be a pushback amongst the people here in the convention. Because one of the canaries in the coal mine, I would say, is the fact that when they were meeting in the rules committees, they decided they tried to get rid of this whole idea of giving them so many superdelegates and trying to push back against that. They're leaving the entire system of superdelegates in place. So that tells you that the DNC, the Clinton people, are thoroughly in charge here. And I don't really know how many people that are going to be coming here as delegates are really going to do anything about it. I think inside the convention, I don't know that you're going to have a walkout. Certainly outside, we're seeing protests like we did not see at the GOP convention. It's a lot of anger out there, a lot of betrayal of the grassroots out there, and that's the key. It's the grassroots. The people in here, I think they're already part of this system. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight when Bernie speaks, if there will be some kind of,
Exactly. Well, David, I know this. You're doing a fabulous job. So is the rest of your crew. Stuff happening every few minutes. Folks have to watch Infowars.com for the latest developments. ProjReport.com is also on top of it, doing an amazing job. But regardless of what happens here, the Democratic Party's destroying itself. The establishment showing its butt to everybody. It's showing its skirt. This is irrevocable damage to the globalist. And they're going to have so much trouble ever putting this back together again. And we know the people that are going with the Hillary steal, they are the enemy. These are the folks that need to be held accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. And they need to understand, too, and they've seen this as it's gone along. even before they started, you know, you talk about her being the Lance Armstrong of politics. You know, that's like giving him 15% into the race before they even started. That's where she was with the superdelegates. Sherry had 15% of the delegates.
Yeah, because a lot of the other folks were on drugs and stuff. He was just winning so well that he was kind of a scapegoat. And by the way, I don't like the guy. But this is like just giving her the race and she never gets on a bike and she weighs 800 pounds. This is like giving a hippopotamus from Mars the award, even though we've never seen it. David Knight, we'll keep following your stories. Thank you so much. Phone calls straight ahead. Get ready. Michelle, Liz, Sam, Mark, Chad, and others.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. SurvivalistCamps.com.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Group, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globalists. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your phone calls are only about 1 minute away. But first, I mentioned it, but you shouldn't just mention something like this. You should show it. Hillary, during a press conference announcing Kane as her running mate, they were asking people in the press conference, how many of you are naturalized citizens? to simply playing to that, opening up the gates, bringing in a big enough voting force to do whatever the globalists want. And she said that she's naturalized, and one of our crew members had a good point to make before we play the clip, CJ. Where do you think she naturalized from?
I think she immigrated from hell. Burning fire of Hades.
I'm telling you, she immigrated from somewhere, I guess. And people think she doesn't know what that means. She does. She thinks her constituents are so dumb, she just wants to show solidarity. See, this is upside down world. So let's go ahead and play the clip.
If you haven't done this, go to a naturalization service where people become U.S. citizens. It is... How many of you, raise your hand if you have been a naturalized citizen. If you, yeah, well, thanks for choosing us. Thanks.
Wow. Okay, let's go ahead now and let's take a phone call from Michael in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. I saw Hillary's America yesterday. I knew most of it because I consider myself very awake and very informative. The prime directive here is to stop the Clinton crime family. And after yesterday's film, it even makes that even more important. And on your show, sir, I challenge every Never Trump, every black American, and every left-wing sickle fan, spend the $10, see the movie, and then I dare you to ever vote Democrat or stay home again.
Well, listen, the Never Trump people, most of them are moles. They've always been operatives. They're handlers. They're Democratic Party people forever. That's how they took over the Republican Party with George Herbert Walker Bush. They know what they're doing. But, yes, especially the Bernie people, they should all vote for Trump. It's key to reach out to them. It's key to get them in swing states and other areas. But here's the problem. They stole it in California already from Bernie. They're going to steal it from Trump. So Trump has to start beating the drum. Hey, crooked Hillary, you stole it from Sanders. He really won. Here's the numbers. Don't think you're doing it to me, witch. And believe me, Trump was meeting last night. I'm authorized to say that. It's really the big news. People don't care. I break all this big news. Preparing to try to defeat the steal. I mean, it is on, Michael.
Yes, it is, Alex. But we cannot be deterred for 1 minute. And you talked about spreading the word. You have said for months now that you want people to do their own podcast, do their own YouTube channel. I've been doing mine for 6 years. And now I want to drive down to Austin. I want to meet you and your InfoWars team. And I know.
Here's the problem. If I ever met one person, there'd be 50,000 people down the street. I'm meeting with no one unless I go out in public at events and it's a public event. Hell will freeze over, unfortunately, as a rule, before I talk to anyone. So that says I can't do it. I'm fighting. I'm working all the time. I just can't do it. But I do encourage people to have their own media outlet, and people can call in and plug their shows. What's the name of your show?
May I? May I promote my own stuff?
I just said, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on 10 a.m. Central Time. That's my podcast, Monday through Friday. It's called Mike's Hot Seat, Left is Never Right. And my Facebook page is called Seeking Higher Truth. And like I said,
all right, I got to jump. But listen, brother, I think you're a regular listener, but I don't screen your calls. You can call in. I love people plug their stuff, but you don't have to sit there and like, wow, I can really talk about it. People call me and say, can I paint InfoWars on the side of my building? Absolutely. It's free speech. You don't need my permission. So we want everybody to be out there and ferreting out news and picking up on things. And it's so important. I'm going to go to break and make more calls, a long segment. But listen. So many times it's a smaller YouTube channel or a blog or a website or a radio show that's local that sees the big event or sees the lie that puts it out, points it out, that then gets picked up nationally, globally. And then that ends up making your podcast big. And the goal should be have your own local radio show that's also on the internet, your own access show, whatever, start wherever you can, and then have a newsletter, coffee cups, T-shirts, to fund yourself. You deserve to be able to pay for your cameras and equipment and maybe make enough money to go on a trip and cover things. And these preachers say, just pray to God, he's going to give you money. Well, that's not true. That prosperity message is voodoo. You have to go out for the right reason to want to fight tyranny. Take action. Do it. Have passion. It might take a month. It might take 5 years. You will end up having a huge effect. And then you should be able to fund yourself. Well, the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Library, were so scared of in those thousands of pages that the media got when they sued and got them, World Net Daily, was we can't let a new media start in the early 90s and fund itself. We have to demonize anybody that has a media outlet outside of mainstream news that's making any money. That's what, and so that's all a talking point. Look at Alex Jones. He funds himself. How dirty. They don't ever want you to go out and do that.
The Empire.
We have to build our own economy.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Coming up on Wednesday, 28-hour marathon broadcast in the middle of Hitler's coronation. When I say she's being coronated, Bernie Sanders, hands down, and this has been in the news, we need to get all the demographics and numbers and show folks. He was the huge winner of California, at least 10 other states, like New Hampshire. He was way ahead of her. All the real polls showed that. And we can't find real Hillary supporters, hardly. I mean, it's incredible. And now they're just going to hand it all to her. This is unprecedented. So that broadcast is coming up. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Liz in Minnesota. Liz, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I was just wondering, I've been
paying attention to the DNC, and my boyfriend and I have been watching your show and CNN, and we just saw Bernie Sanders endorse Clinton and trying to get all of his supporters to back her. And we thought this was a little odd because he has yet to drop out or concede. And so, and like you said, it's hard to find a Hillary supporter. So, in fact, I believe he got booed on stage. So I'm just wondering what you think this is indicating. What are they doing here? It's a very strange move politically.
Well, they're trying to act like they didn't steal it and try to confuse people and hope they forget California, where it was in the New York Daily News and other papers. But we should pull those articles back up, that they chose Hillary as the winner at a rich guy's house with the Associated Press and the superdelegates. They got together and all convinced themselves, hey, we're not even elected. We're governors and people, but we're just going to say we're going for Hillary, so here's who's going to win tomorrow. And then they announced on the news, though, here's the numbers of Hillary and him on air. That's all a fraud. It's crazy town. It's like a horse, you know, beating another horse by a mile in a two-mile race, and there's video of the horse winning. It's standing over on the side of the grass, you know, eating grass or peeing or whatever they do after they race. That's what they tend to do. That's why I said that. And there's the other horse is still running around. It's Hillary. And they're just telling us she's the winner. So it's so over the top, people have trouble even computing it. But Sanders is halfway said, we're going to fight for our values into the convention, but Hillary is, you know, he's kind of halfway done it. And so I think he's going to say, we must be unified. We must work to reform this system of the Democratic Party and problems there. But I will continue to work for you. But Donald Trump and his fascism and racism and white people do not know what it's like to be poor. And so I hate them. So I think you're still going to see some of that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Did you know that the principal from Beavis and Butthead actually is Bernie Sanders? He was the voice.
What?
He didn't wear a wig on the show, though. I'm glad you found that one, but there's the one they did where, I'm going to go back to you in a minute, ma'am, where they cut 9/11 Truth, like Beavis and Butthead 9/11 Truth. It's by a guy called Pirate 4900 or something, I'm going from memory. And then, you kids are suspended for the rest of the year. I mean, that is Bernie Sanders, and he speaks about it as well. Excuse me. Liz, I mean, what do you think's really going on? I mean, we know they've stolen it. I've never seen numbers where 80% of the people all over the country, whether it's Michigan or California or Texas, I mean, no one but rich people. When I drive sometimes through the really rich areas, I see Hillary signs in Austin, Tarrytown. When I'm going over there to visit people I know, it is unbelievable. Sometimes I cut through to there, too, to come downtown from West Austin, and I see some Hillary signs. I see some Hillary stickers. That's it. I mean, it's all Bernie Sanders. It's got to be bumper sticker and sign wise, 15-1. The best is 8-2. What do you think?
Well, I think she might get the DNC vote, but I think it's going to come down to the election in November, and I think Trump's going to win.
I'm sorry, ma'am. My audio cut out for just a minute. What did you say?
She might get the DNC backing,
sure.
But I think when it comes down to the vote in November, that Trump's going to win.
I hear you, and I get it. They, quote, have rules they changed with the superdelegates where they can disregard the delegates in 1972, but never had the waivers to actually try to do it. They tried it with Trump. That failed. So maybe you're right. Maybe stealing the big super enchilada or to use a Ghostbusters analogy, the 8,000-pound Twinkie, maybe that is too much, especially if they know that Mr. Trump is already shifted into, quite frankly, focusing on stopping her steal. What do you think?
Oh, I'm just amazed by all of this and kind of appalled by the whole political sphere. So I'm just going to vote Trump in November and see what happens.
Exactly, ma'am. And listen, don't let it get you down that it looks like it's so corrupted out in the open. That's good. Forcing this thing out in the open is key. And so, again, they don't put the genie back in the bottle. Pandora's box is wide open. I want to go back to calls here. We're going to talk to, thank you, Liz. We're going to talk to Chad in Kentucky, Marco, Mark, Sam, George, and others. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But let's play some more of these clips because the crew gets a lot of these, you know, the ladies and others get a lot of these clips together. And I tend to not go to a lot of them, but these are important, including clips I've asked for. Which one of these should I go to next? I think I'm going to play some of these clips. Hillary on DNC email leak. Don't know anything about these emails. And, of course, she said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, she knew nothing about the other emails, didn't have a private email server, lied to everybody, then lied about cutting off the classified part. We all know that. But now she has turned into a Sergeant Schultz yet again. I know nothing, nothing, sir. Oh, no, I know nothing. So let's go ahead and play that clip from 60 Minutes.
The point, Madam Secretary, is you have people in the Democratic National Committee who are supposed to be, if you will, agnostic about who the nominee is going to be. And they seem to have their thumb on the scale for you. They seem to be working against Bernie Sanders, their fellow Democrat.
Again, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about these emails.
Nothing.
I haven't followed it. But I'm very proud of the campaign that I ran, and I'm very proud of the campaign right. that Senator Sanders yeah. ran.
In your view, any effort in the DNC to favor one candidate or
no.
another would have been improper?
Again, I don't have any information about this, and so I can't answer specifically.
Oh.
We ran our campaign. We ran hard. We worked to have as many successes as possible. I'm very proud that we got more votes than anybody else running, including Donald Trump. And I am very grateful for the campaign that Senator Sanders ran, because we ran a campaign based on issues, not insults. So I can't speak to what people who were not working for me, who were saying whatever they were saying. I can't speak to that. I can only speak to my campaign.
Okay. I am flabbergasted. I've seen the numbers a bunch of times. I need the latest. As of, look it up, guys, as of the last primary, I think Trump got like 3.8 million votes, I'm going from memory, more than any other Republican in history. And then I remember seeing, even like in like New York Times, LA Times breakdowns, that Hillary got less Democratic votes in the last election. She just said she had more general population votes than I'm just flabbergasted by these lies. I mean, flabbergasted at how, because the media won't challenge her. And now she knows nothing about the superdelegates that they've spent decades putting into place in the DNC party elections that she honchos, commands, runs. And that her minion, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has worked for decades, now leaving the DNC to go back to work for her again. What a joke. She knows nothing about it. She knows nothing about stealing all the states or being at the meeting in California to decide they wouldn't give it to Bernie. I mean, wow, wow. What another galactic-sized super whopper. How Hillary loses. Donald Trump can actually win if Clinton makes these four mistakes. Spoiler alert, she's already making all of them. That was from back in May. Yeah, and we're going to look up the numbers. She got less votes than Trump. It doesn't matter. In her mind, she got more. And she was in major combat. You all know she's like Brian Williams. Brian Williams is actually flying a Star Destroyer in deep space, Battlestar Galactica fighting space aliens. He said so. So it must be true of these people. It's just like a joke. They will destroy themselves if they're lying. Let's go to this other one. Let's go ahead and play the Hillary standard for corruption from 60 Minutes. Here it is.
I was speaking to a young African-American man just the other day in a Democratic state, and he said, and I'll quote, "You know, I guess I would vote for Hillary, except for that corruption problem," end quote. As I talked to him further, he didn't quite know what he meant by that, but that was his impression and concern. Why do you think people say that about you?
Well, first, I will take responsibility for any impression or anything I've ever done that people have legitimate questions about. But I think that it's fair to say there's been a concerted effort to convince people like that young man of something. Nobody's quite sure what, but of something. I often feel like there's the Hillary standard, and then there's the standard for everybody else.
What's
and
the Hillary standard?
Well, it is, a lot of, as you saw at the Republican convention, unfounded, inaccurate, mean-spirited attacks with no basis in truth, reality, which take on a life of their own. And for whatever reasons, and I don't want to try to analyze the reasons. I see it. I understand it. People are very willing to say things about me, to make accusations about me that I don't get upset about them anymore, but they are very regrettable.
Why do you put your...
All lies. She gets totally upset about it and mentally throws fits. She said there's a Hillary standard and another standard. Total inverted reality. Yes, everybody else will go to jail. You're above the law. That's right. General Flynn said, yes, she should go to prison. If I did one-tenth of what she did, I would be in jail. She is a Bradley Manning. She's a girl. Put her in the same jail cell as Bradley Manning. But Bradley Manning was exposing criminal activity. Probably released too much stuff. A lot of the stuff was not criminal activity. It was not. That was the biggest problem. Was a bunch of it was didn't danger people. But the, you know, people should. If you're going to put something out, you should go through it. The argument with WikiLeaks is just put everything out. I don't know if you want to put the names of informants and stuff in Iraq so they get killed and stuff like that. I mean, I get why they threw him in prison. The thing is, he still meant well. And Snowden was very careful about what he did. I think the guy's a hero. There's a program and all that's illegal. All right, let's just stop right there. I want to go back to your phone calls, but I know the crew was really upset about this clip. Any of you guys, I'm putting you on the spot here, from Matt to Allie to whoever. I mean, do you want to comment before I go to calls about this Hillary standard? Because she's, in a weird way, she's telling the truth. Yeah, there's a Hillary standard, but not that you get in trouble when nobody else does. Everybody else gets in trouble, but you don't.
Well, yeah, I thought it was just outrageous when he basically called her on the fact that she's being associated with corruption, and you could see just all the lies and criminal activities are going through her head, and she's trying to cover up for it and come up with another lie and have to cover it up. You can just see that in her head. So I thought it was a great clip.
Now, Dari, I don't know if I get into what you did before you worked here, but you've been in the Defense Language School. You were in at Fort Bragg, and I mean, you haven't told me the details, but obviously black ops and things. And I mean, if you ever did one-tenth of what Hillary did, is General Flynn accurate in saying you'd be in prison?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For far less than that. Far less.
So where do you think this is going?
It's hard to tell. I mean, I don't know. She's just going to get away with the stuff that she's getting away with because they just have it controlled. So I don't know. I just hope Trump actually gets into the presidency and finally does something about it.
Well, there's got to be some limit to it. Thank you for making those points. It's simply amazing. Let's just play it one more time and I'm going to your calls because I want everybody each hour to be able to hear this or see this. But if you're not a TV viewer, go to Infowars.com/show. And you can actually see this. You got Schultz getting up trying to start organizing today. I guess it was today. Getting the delegates to go, okay, I know you're all here for Sanders, but get ready. We're going to steal it. And they start booing her. So they want to have this rubber stamp planning. We met with everybody, and they said aye. Well, guess what? They didn't say aye. They said boo. And then they bring up, okay, they're mad at me. Bring up another woman. I'm the woman. Be quiet. All of you stand down. Well, most of those Democrats are women, something like 59%. They didn't go along with you either. They're all mad. Oh, the gimmick of it being a woman's wearing off, isn't it? So let's go ahead and play Debbie Wasserman Schultz booed and heckled at Florida delegation breakfast at DNC. Here it is. And it goes on and on, on and on and on. How long can they push this? We're going to go to break and come back with Chad in Kentucky. Then we're going to talk to other folks like Mark in Oregon, Terry in Georgia, George and others. And then, of course, Leanne McAdoo with a whole fresh new hour, tons of news, breaking analysis. It's all coming up. Please mark your calendars. It's only 2 days away. In fact, what's the countdown time-wise at Infowars.com/giant? It's only 2 days, less than 2 days, till Wednesday, 11 a.m., we kick off a 28-hour live transmission with reporters all over the world. We're 1 day, 5 hours, 9 minutes, 14 seconds from Operation Sleeping Giant. The American people stand up. Think of what we do each year, how we metrically are intensifying our operations. We're exponentially growing.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You know, this is a pretty important headline, but I'm going to go show change it. InfoWars dominates DNC coverage by illustrating Dem divide. Report shows party more split than Republicans. How about InfoWars finds 80% of people on the ground don't support, or 80% of Democrats don't support Hillary in ground poll. Party completely split, imploding. Something like that. I mean, they're in trouble. Briefly, I'm not going to belabor this. We sell amazing products at some of the lowest prices out there. Whether it's an indoor air purifier or water purifying system you need, or non-GMO heirloom seeds, or nutraceuticals, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 10% off this week on the nutraceuticals, part of the operation we've launched, Operation Sleeping Giant, to help raise capital. Please take action and take advantage of 10% off all the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com has a lot of other great sales as well. Whether it's the best ultrasound toothbrush you can find out there with ultraviolet light to kill germs that is literally less than a third of the cost of many of the models out there that aren't even as good, or whether it is a book on the dangers of GMO, thousands and thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to find the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsHealth.com is the full longevity line, discounted. When you purchase it there at InfoWarsHealth.com, part of the proceeds go to fund this operation as well. So also check out the great products at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. All right, let's go to Chad in the great state of Kentucky. Chad, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Just got two quick questions, three if you got time. But what do you think of Russia banning evangelicalism? And two, with Hillary going down in the polls and everyone catching on to this Hillary for prison, I don't think the puppet masters can really ram her down our throat like they want to. I think we need to start worrying about an Obama third term here.
All right. I know Russia's banned hundreds of groups that are basically George Soros-backed. I know there are some evangelical groups who have been caught. I mean, that's, the government's always used Christian groups or religious groups, you know, missionaries as covers, journalists as covers. So some journalists have been barred from Russia who they believe are actually globalist spies. I'm not defending some of the stuff going on in Russia, but when you're being attacked, that's the type of things governments do. But can you cite for me specifically where evangelical group is banned from Russia?
No, not specifically. Just a lot of Christian posts and stuff like that. I've seen, you know, them.
There's a lot of rumors. Russia is becoming more Christian and defending Christians. It's only banning known CIA groups like Pussy Riot, that's the name of it, and others that are admittedly going into churches and crapping all over the Virgin Mary and things like that.
Okay.
I mean, you understand these women are going to do this to be arrested and to cause a riot. You understand that, right?
No,
they send women in to urinate and defecate on things at churches. Our CIA on record funds them to do that. And then the Russians arrest them and they say, oh, and throw them out of the country. And they say, oh, look, we're censored. And then they put out lies that Russia is arresting Christians and stuff. It is horse manure.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that up. But I do think we got to worry about an Obama third term, you know, having a false flag and keeping him in office. I think you even had someone on the show prior to the elections kicking off that said that this was all going to be a big circus to be a distraction, and then Obama's going to remain in office.
Absolutely. I mean, I think anything goes now. Stuff's gotten so crazy where they just steal elections openly and tried to with Trump and get on Fox News and go, your vote doesn't count. They just coup d'etat Roger Ailes. They've told Drudge they're coming after him. Get ready. All hell's breaking loose. But here's the deal. We're having major gains in the fight. It's not like we're in a fight and we're just laying here. But I hear you. I think there's a good chance. Listen, I smell a false flag, and I'm telling you, I think anything's in the cards, from a federal building being blown up and, you know, it being, you know, Trump supporters that do it, they'll claim, to a nuke being shut off. I mean, I think they could do anything. These criminals think they're invincible. They think they're going to get arrested if they don't stay in power, and so they're like a bank robber when the cops come that takes a woman with her kid hostage. Back off or I'll shoot the kid. Well, you can't give in to terrorism, so Hillary wants to shut off nukes or come after me or whatever she's got to do. Just, you know, this is the way it is. It's like True Grit. We're riding in against them. And fill your hand because it's on. We'll be back in 70 seconds with more phone calls. Mark in Oregon. Terry, stay with us.